the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, and today's Gospel presents an interesting contrast with last Sunday's Gospel. If you remember, last Sunday, we saw Peter walking on the water toward Jesus. But when Peter took his eyes off Jesus and became frightened by the wind and the waves, he began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached out and saved him, but then said, "Oh, you of little faith." Today, Jesus encounters a very different person, a Canaanite woman. She does not walk on water. She simply comes to Jesus in desperation, asking for help for her daughter. And at the end, Jesus says to her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." So today I invite us to reflect on that contrast, Peter's little faith and the woman's great faith. What made her faith so great? Let us first remember that this woman, who this woman was. She came from the region of Tyre and Sidon, a Gentile territory. And Matthew specifically calls her a Canaanite, reminding us that she belonged to a people historically regarded with suspicion and hostility by the Jews. She was an outsider, not one of the people Jesus was expected to serve. Yet she came to Jesus anyway. Perhaps she had heard about his healing miracles. Perhaps her daughter's suffering had brought her to the point where she had nowhere else to turn to. Whatever the reason, she crossed every social, religious, and cultural boundary and cried out, "Lord, help me." These words echo Peter's cry from last Sunday, "Lord, save me." But what happens next is difficult for us to understand. Jesus does not immediately answer her. So the disciples want her sent away. "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." Jesus then said that his mission is first to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But the woman, if you know, does not give up. She comes closer. She kneels before Jesus and says simply, "Lord, help me." Jesus then says something even more difficult. "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." The woman does not become angry. She does not walk away. Instead, she responds with remarkable humility and faith. "Yes, Lord, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." And that is where the greatness of her faith becomes visible. She knows that she is an outsider. She makes no demands. She does not claim entitlement. She simply trusts that even a crumb of God's mercy is enough. And Jesus says to her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed at that very moment. What then is great about her faith? It is not that she had all the answers. It is not that she was free from fear or suffering. Her faith was great because she refused to give up on God. She came to Jesus with her need. She humbled herself. She persisted when the answer did not come immediately. And even when everything seemed to be against her, she continued to believe that Jesus had mercy to give. Isn't that kind of faith that we need today? We know what it is like to face situations that seem difficult, too difficult to bear. Illness, grief, financial worries, family problems, anxiety about our children, loneliness, conflicts, uncertainty about the future. Sometimes we pray and nothing seems to change. Sometimes God seems silent. Sometimes we wonder whether our prayers are even being heard. The Canaanite woman in the gospel reminds us, keep coming to Jesus. Keep praying. Keep trusting. Her prayer was not complicated. She did not have a long speech. She simply said, Lord, help me. Perhaps that is also the prayer we need to learn. When we are overwhelmed, we say, Lord, help me. When our family is struggling, we say, Lord, help me. When we're afraid for our children, Lord, help me. When we feel alone or discouraged, Lord, help me. When we cannot see a way forward, Lord, help me. The gospel does not promise that every prayer will be answered immediately or in exactly the way we expect. But it reminds us that faith sometimes means simply holding on to God when we cannot yet see the answer. Peter's faith faltered when he took his eyes away from Jesus. The Canaanite woman kept her eyes fixed on him. Perhaps that is the invitation of today's gospel. When life becomes stormy, do not give up. Keep turning toward Jesus. Keep your eyes toward Jesus. We may feel that all that we have is a few crumbs of strength, a little hope, a small amount of faith. But in the hands of God, even a little can become enough. So when life becomes difficult, let us pray with the faith of that woman. Lord, help me. And let us trust that God, who heard her prayer, will also hear ours. Amen.